You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh, hey guys, what's going on? Bobby is here. He is making his grand entrance. The one and only Bobby Kelly.
Mike, you have the charisma of a foot.
I sorry about that, everybody. What? Yes, we got a great show for you tonight. 9 o'clock. We're doing 9 o'clock version live. And we're starting a little early and really quick. We have to be out of here. I don't put my Splenda in my own drink ever. What the fuck? Where do you think we're at? Gas Digital? No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking joking. Seriously, put that in my drink. Don't show that on camera, though. I don't want people to think I'm a scumbag. But get in my drink. I will hit you. I used to hit Gabby. Her father told me I could.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, no, I'm kidding. You don't have to do that. I'll do it. I'm joking. Seriously, do it. Do it. Just do it. Come on. Will you tell her to
Becky
stop?
Becky goes above and beyond. You can't stop her.
Becky, you don't have to do that.
You can't stop her from being awesome.
Seriously, don't do what you should have done. No, I'm kidding. Anyways. Anywho, welcome to You Know What, Dude. You guys watching Patreon. Thank you so much for joining. Listen, here's the deal with Patreon. I just put a new sketch up there. The thing I showed last week on the intranet is up there now. Thanks, babe. Can I call you babe? Are you going to sue me? Take away my shit 15 years from now? What? It's crazy. The butterfly effect. So patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Listen, if you listen to the podcast and you're a fan of mine, you got to go join. I don't care if it's a dollar. I need people over there. Go over there. Just become a member. It's a fucking dollar or $5, whatever you want to give. Some of you motherfuckers are crazy and you give $25. I don't expect that. But the ones that do, I want to say thank you very much. Do we have any shout outs? No?
We do. We'll give them to you later.
We have shout outs?
Yes.
Oh, we'll put them in.
They're for later.
I don't want to do it later. Why do I do it later?
Let me get it to you right now.
When I say I want to do shout outs, isn't that when we do them? Or do we do them when because you didn't put the shout outs in, you cunt? He tried to. That was a maneuver, right? That was a manipulation? Because I have a 5-year-old, you know, and my 5-year-old manipulates me too, Michael. Anyways, you can read the names.
Well, if you look at the.
What does it say?
You know what? Let's just do it your way.
Thank you. Oh, he's learning. I wish my wife learned like that. You're right. I haven't heard my wife say you're right in fucking like 10 years. So anyways, patreon.com. I just put up, I wrote a very small thing and I filmed it with my new GH5 and edited it and put it up there. It's for Patreon members only. I'm going to be doing these. I'm going to actually do one on the cruise. I'm going to be filming these little sketches and all kinds of silly stuff. Me and Mike Feeney are going to be doing something. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry. My farts are so bad. Let me see. I'll do it.
There you go.
I had ramen. Oh. Oh, I want to just snort it. It's so bad. I had ramen. I had eggs this morning. I had ramen with a black oil, truffle oil. Oh.
Nice.
In it. And then I had my meatballs and sauce. Oh, it's terrible right now. It's fucking terrible. I'm not even kidding. I had to pull the car over twice on the way down. It smelled like fucking just awful asshole. Just homeless gay asshole. just trash and cum. That's what my asshole smelled. That's the name of the podcast, by the way.
Trash and cum. All right.
But spell it C-O-M-E. Let you guys figure it out.
Exactly. Hey, we're on the ball. We know what you're doing.
So anyways. Ooh, that's
well,
too
those
sweet.
Two shout outs, Bobby.
Sweet. Too sweet. Did you put one or two? Did you put two?
Mm-hmm.
You put two. Yeah, only one. Can you fire her, please?
I can't.
Gabby, come back! She's not working out! No, I'm kidding.
No, Becky's
no,
amazing.
No, Becky, I'm kidding.
You take that back, Bobby.
Baby,
Becky's awesome.
Becky, you're out of your mind. I love it. You just hate Gabby so much, you want Becky. Fucking kid yourself. No, but I haven't seen Mike this peppy since I met him. Oh. I haven't seen him this happy.
I don't hate Gabby.
Shut up. Shut up.
But I think
we got two guests coming in very shortly. Special guest. What do you got?
Well, our two shout-outs. Let's say thank you to Stephen Edwards.
Stephen Edwards, thank you so much, buddy, for being part of my Patreon. And I hope you're enjoying it. We have so much content up there. I put so much shit up there, dude. There's so many one-on-ones, extras. You get the podcast free, unless Zach is fucked up. I mean, it goes up there early, but sometimes Zach fucks it up. A lot of time lately. But anyways, you get the podcast early. Right?
Yep.
You get the one-on-ones. You get Live from the Shed, which nobody gets. And I'm not saying, look, Live from the Shed isn't the best show. I'm not competing with the Tonight Show. I mean, I'm not even competing with half the shows in this network with that. I'm not even first year podcasters. Listen, what I'm saying is it's a great show. I like it. I have people on that are fucking great. That we just did David Bryan, Gabby's dad.
Mm-hmm. Rich Voss.
Rich Voss. We got a couple new guests. We're changing it's great. So, and we have one-on-ones up there. I'm going on the Calta Cruise. I'm going to hopefully get a bunch of one-on-ones on that for you guys. And it's all for my Patreon. So please, I need you to support me over there. So go there. Am I begging? No. Am I close? Yes. Yes, I need fucking, I need at least 3,000 people over there. And more than, why would he laugh at this?
He's trying to be supportive.
Yeah.
That's not supportive. I said 3,000 people. He cracked up like I said I need 50,000 people.
You said like you're going to be homeless if you don't have these 3,000 people.
I'm close.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I want to be home more, not less.
I gotcha.
Get it?
Thumbs up.
I want to be... I fucking stink.
We have one more shout out.
Yes, please.
Clint Byers, who was here last week.
He became a $25 member.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't he already one?
No, he was a member, but I think now he's a...
Yeah, he was here last week, and he showed up, and we hung out.
Yep. Great dude.
That's why I'm a man of the people.
Very beautiful.
I'm a man of the people. Do you understand that? I am a man of the people. He came here, one of my great supporters on Patreon. Always there, comments on everything, watches everything. He is here, comes in the studio. We hang out. I bought him a falafel. Not a falafel, a shawarma. That's $5 more. And then we went for a cigar and hung out all night.
Yeah.
And had a blast. So, I mean, then we came back and all of a sudden there's Dave Attell and fucking Ari Shaffir. I mean, a comic fan's dream happened. Why? Because he was a member of my Patreon.
And he got a Ridge wallet.
And he got a fucking Ridge wallet. Speaking of Ridge wallets, do you have any more shout-outs?
That's it.
All right, so thank you guys so much. Speaking of Ridge wallets, I have my Ridge wallet right here. They're a sponsor of this podcast, this fine podcast. I love this thing. Yes, and it's green. It's a seafoam green. And it has the money clip on the back. I have all my cards in here. You have one too, right?
Mm-hmm. I have the gold one.
This is why I love it. I don't even know I have it in my pocket. You know, it's so small and thin. It's not like any other wallet. It's just, it's beautiful. Compact, money. I don't even know I have it. I put it in my pocket. And then when I need it, it comes out. Unbelievable. Why do you love yours? Talk to me.
It's pretty and efficient.
Very efficient.
I like the colors. They're really nice.
They have great colors. Yours is gold. Mm-hmm. Mine is seafoam or tail green. Or maybe, what is that, sky?
It looks like Tiffany's.
Yeah, Tiffany's. Well, I wouldn't go that far. But the Ridge wallet, it is unbelievable. The Ridge wallet, it's a minimalistic front pocket wallet that helps you reevaluate your everyday carry. Oh, my God. People carry so much garbage, stuff you don't need, in such an unorganized way. It's launched by a father and son team, funded on Kickstarter 2013. The Ridge now resides in the pocket of over a quarter million men and women. They are RFID blocking wallet. Can you tell us what that is?
That way, when you have it in your wallet, it doesn't get picked up by stuff. So it's
You can't snag it. You can't snag the stuff off of it. Blocking wall is made by two metal plates, either titanium, carbon fiber, or aluminum, bound together by a durable elastic band, which it is very durable. And here's the thing, too, is it comes with a screwdriver. You can unscrew this and put a brand new one in if it ever runs out. Okay? I love it. I'm not just saying that. We gave one away?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. We gave one away. Yeah, we gave one away. Clint Byers got his. You have one. Who else got one?
That's it.
All right, I got to get Mike one, too.
Yeah, I'd love one. They're awesome.
All right, relax. No, we'll get him one. We'll get you one. Jesus, he's just so needy. I mean, it's just Gabby Lee's. But for you guys, my fans, 10% off today. Today, with free worldwide shipping, going to RidgeWallet.com/YKWD. Go right now. You get 10% off, which you don't. That's a chunk of change off these things. They're not that expensive to begin with. And this is the wallet of the future. This is it right here. No more bulky garbage. You can fit up to 15 cards in here. Yeah. It's crazy. All of my stuff is right there. The Ridge. The Ridge. Go right there. RidgeWallet.com/YKWD. And you got to use code YKWD. It couldn't be simpler. RidgeWallet.com/YKWD. Use code YKWD. Okay. Start calling people now. Let's, where's,
yeah. Well, we also got Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Comedy Cellar Vegas. Call our first guest. Make sure he's on, Beck. Text him. Yes. You're about to buy tickets. Did you just buy tickets to Comedy Cellar Vegas? I tell you, this last weekend was the best weekend so far as people coming. It's packed out. Packed out this week. Look at that. Leo Flowers, Tracy Skeen, Mateo Lane, Rocky Dale Davis, and the MC, of course, Mark Cohen. It is a great show. If you're going to Vegas, you got to go. You got to go to Old Vegas. You got to go to a strip club. You got to see Wayne Newton. You got to see a magician, and you got to go to Comedy Cellar in Vegas at the Rio. It's voted number one comedy club in Vegas. It's New York Comedy Cellar in Vegas. Go to the other clubs. They stink. I'm telling you right now. Go there. Some of them, they don't have waitresses. Some of them, the comics you've never heard of ever. They're sparing no expense at the Comedy Cellar Vegas at the Rio. You got to go. Check it out. Tell them you heard it here at YKWD, and you get a free cup of air. Laughable.com. Oh, my Lord. Laughable is another sponsor of the show. How's he doing? Is he here? I think I'm going to get on blood pressure medication. Okay. Is that bad?
No, you're almost 50.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's normal.
What do you mean that's normal?
People who are almost 50 go on blood pressure medication.
It's not normal. Anyways, it's not normal. 60, 58 is normal.
There's people at age 40 have to go on that shit.
Yeah, I know, because they're fucking mooses like me.
Yeah, but you already made it to 50. So you're.
I didn't. I'm not 50.
But you're not. You did after
my
40.
Birthday's next week.
Oh.
October 10th. You guys didn't even know, did
I you? Knew, but you're going to be on a cruise.
Anyways, laughable.com.
When's my birthday?
It's in March.
Nope.
June.
Nope.
April.
Nope.
May.
No.
August.
Yes.
August 38th.
Nope.
Anyways, laughable.com. Laughable.com is the best way to discover comedians and podcasts. It's unbelievable. Android app is coming soon. If you love podcasts and you need to go to this app, it's free. Just go get it. Go to the App Store, download Laughable. It's the best app in the fucking world. And make sure you listen to YKWD on Laughable. And you'll find all the people that are on my show will be on Laughable. And you'll find out all their podcasts and all the other podcasts they've been on. It's unbelievable. The functionality is fantastic. They're going to be doing a live show at the Village Underground soon, or the Fat Black Pussycat. So look out for that. Laughable. Go get the app today. Yeah, a bunch of ads today, whatever.
Are you going to be on a Calta cruise this week?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm going on the Calta cruise. I'm going to Side Splitters too.
Yes.
Which I am fucking excited for. Luis Gomez is going to be there. I believe he's headlining. When is he headlining?
He's headlining the early show Saturday and the show on Sunday.
And what am I doing? What am I doing?
Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday. I got one on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday through Saturday, sorry.
One on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday.
Yes.
So make sure you check out Gomez early Saturday and Sunday. But come see both of us on Friday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Make sure you come down and check us out. I mean, if you want to see a great show, come and see both of us. If you want to see an okay show, just go see him headline for an hour and struggle at the last 32. No, I'm kidding. Go see Lewis too, man. Go see both of us. Support Lewis, support the club, and thank you so much.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, I mean, that's it for all the early
I really
stuff,
do man. Love this Ridge Wallet. I can't tell you how much I really love it. You know? Yeah. And I don't like wallets. I fucking hate wallets.
No, you've always had it clipped to your phone.
I have. I still have this because I'm a gadget. I had to buy the fucking thing, but it's too heavy. This phone, I got the iPhone 10 Max, 10S Max, and it's brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hate the small X. I'm so glad I got it out of my fucking life. Hunk of shit phone.
Named after your son.
What?
Named after your son.
What, Max?
Yeah.
No, it's not. My name is Maximus. Max means the max amount of shit.
Oh, well, we're on.
So, hey!
There we go.
There's special guest. Dude, you can't do that.
Yeah. We can't.
Dude, you can't show your dick. I'm going to get kicked off. Can you?
Yeah,
what?
Yep, I'm on you.
You weren't on him, right?
No.
Did you get it?
Probably.
We're going to get booted off of fucking YouTube, dum-dum.
It's not showing right now.
It's YouTube anymore.
What? I do. Nobody, not everybody's fucking part homeless like you, okay? Who can fucking, you can live in the park for a month. I have a child, a mortgage, and a wife. She has to fill the fridge every day and make lunches.
Why don't your kid work a little bit and fucking pay some of the wages?
Someday. When now we're going to get fucking douched. Can we do something about that?
I'm on it.
Okay, good.
What?
I don't know. Your
the dick's away.
Dude, it's so disgusting.
It's floppy.
It's floppy and mushy. It's always hot. Why is it always hot looking?
Yeah, man. It always looks attraction like is a weird thing.
It looks like it. What?
It's like you can't really explain. You know what you're into. Dude. You think it's hot? It's hot. I mean, I don't.
First of all, dude, listen. I'm not hot like that. I mean, your dick it looks like it just got out of a sauna all the time. Just like, oh.
Don't you wish your balls were hot like me?
I wish I had a pecker that I could just whip out.
It's nice to have balls that way. Because even if you don't go shaft, you know, even if it's one of those parties where like, oh, women are here, you know, people, I can't really, but balls you can do.
You can do balls anywhere. So balls aren't offensive anymore. Dick, you can get your career taken away.
For sure.
Right? We all know that.
Yeah, and I think you should.
What? You're lying. You're lying.
You can't have your dick out, man. It's wrong. You shouldn't be able to work.
Why?
And don't start on black people. They don't contribute.
What? All right. This is my whole fucking...
What?
This is the last YKWD. Can I?
From now on, it's going to be called what KWD.
What? Dude, why is it okay for pull balls out, though? Why is balls fine?
I think it's because it doesn't do any, like, you can't fuck with balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All they do is, like, slap against your puss top.
Puss top or your ass bottom?
It depends on which position. I'm thinking doggy style.
Yeah.
It swings around with puss top.
I was thinking, you know, the way you're supposed to fuck a woman you care about.
Legs up, over the shoulder, one held down.
Yeah, face over, pillow over the face.
Choking.
Think of somebody else.
Yeah.
Think of a guy.
One finger in your own ass.
Think about that dude who checked you in at the hotel.
He seemed suave. I don't know. Maybe it was a uniform, but he had his shit together. Yeah. A tie on a Tuesday?
I had a Holiday Inn Express. He was so clean shaven for a Dominican. Yeah, balls are fucking not offensive. You pull balls out at a kid's party, people would laugh. I don't think people, right?
Yeah. They're just like shrivelly and like, they don't.
Why do girls hate balls, though? Anytime you talk, like a girl comic does a joke about balls, it's like, and we don't like your balls, and your balls are fucking gross.
Because they're gross.
I don't know if balls are gross. I don't think balls are gross. I think they are.
I think tits are also gross.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah, the fucking flop bags. Get the fuck out of here with your loose skin, bitch.
Well, you fucking girls that
get
look
in
like
shape.
Me.
Get in shape. What are these fucking floppers?
Well, have sex with a fucking girl that goes to the gym. What do you want me to tell
you? No, not gym. I mean, like, nothing. You want straight downs.
Yeah, you want a guy.
Yeah, or a young woman.
Or a young, hot guy. That's what you want.
Either way, man. Yeah. But I don't want these. But then the dudes have the fucking balls. Get rid of the balls. Dick is fine.
I think balls are fine, dude.
Yeah?
I don't think balls are bad. I'd take a ball over a dick. If you had to put something in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'd take a nice, hot, warm, mushy ball.
Really?
Over a penis.
He disagrees.
All right.
Just the way you started that sentence was really odd.
Okay. If we were sitting here right now and you had a dick or a ball to put in your mouth, which one? You had to put one in your mouth.
Who? There's so many.
So your mother is going to be decapitated.
But who's
the ISIS is going to kill her.
Who's black,
no,
white?
No offense. They're going to kill her, dead, chop her head off. You put ball or dick in mouth or she does not live.
Whose ball? The Arab guy?
No, of course not.
Whose?
Yours, like a ball like your balls.
But after basketball? No.
We're talking a straight up.
Out of the shower?
We're talking a, I don't know about out of the shower, but like in the morning. A couple hours after the shower, but no walking. Car, parking lot, down the stairs, in sitting down for a couple minutes, gets up.
Like a neighbor in Westchester who drove to his job that's a 20-minute drive away.
15, not even.
Then sat at work for until about 11, and then...
11:30, ISIS breaks in. Everybody on the ground!
Yeah.
And then your mother's there. What do you do here?
My mom does not sound like SD.
Okay. And then they grab her. No, please. And you're like, what? And they're like, you face of the Jew.
Yeah, that's and true. I mean, they got me on that one. I can't really argue on that much.
And they grab you and they smash an oud over your head, the one you were playing. And then they go, you take balls of Gaddy? Or Dick of Michael.
Who's my? I thought it was a. It's
the two guys that showed up.
Those two were the white guys.
Yeah, two white guys.
They've been working side by side.
Side by side cubicles.
So I wanted to take it.
Both went to college.
How long do I have to put in my mouth?
You have to suck it. You have to suck it.
Yeah, you know what? Balls. There's nothing would come out of dick.
Thanks.
Something would come out of dick.
Yeah, nothing's coming out of balls. It's probably warm. They probably feel weird and kind of mushy.
Be hairier, though. That would be a negative.
No, I'm not talking. We're talking nice white guy balls.
No discharge.
I'll show you some nice white guy balls.
No.
All
right, go ahead. Show it. Go ahead. Whip them out. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right, everybody look.
See, here's what you do. Here's what you do.
Don't
you
look,
shift,
Becky. Yeah.
You shift to the side.
Yeah.
You only pull ball out. That's just one, by the way.
That's not one.
That's one.
That's not one.
That's one.
That's not one. Are you off him? Are you off? You're on me. Are you kidding? That's one. Dude, Bob, there's something wrong. Ari. Bub, there's something wrong with your balls.
Yeah.
Buddy.
What?
Dude, there's something. They shouldn't be that big.
What?
There's something else in there.
Yeah, you know what else in there?
What?
Music. Groove is in the heart. The rhythm is gonna catch you.
Hey, is it a pie on him now?
Tonight. Huh?
Can't do it. Okay, we do. All right, take it out. All right, put your sack back in. All right, put everything. Put it all back in. Would you put it in? Oh God, there he is.
Hey, what's up, boss?
What's up, Voss? No.
Don't worry.
All right, you don't got it. Don't put anything on him.
What's up, Richie?
What's going on, man? Why?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
What? You started without us?
Well, yeah, you're late. You're 15 minutes late.
Start without me, too.
Started at 9 o'clock. There he is, Keith. Sit right over here. Yeah, we started it at 15 minutes.
I'm sorry.
You're 15 minutes late. What do you want me to do?
Okay, but...
What? Well, what are you yelling at me for? You started it without us? Yeah, I did.
Okay, but in fairness, you didn't just start. It's 15 minutes late now. You didn't just start now. You've been going.
I started at 9 o'clock.
Oh, right, okay.
I started a couple minutes before. I got all a couple ads out
fuck
of the way.
9 o'clock.
What?
Fuck 9 o'clock.
Fucking 9 o'clock.
Keith, fucking 9
fuck
o'clock.
That shit.
Take your balls out now in front of Keith.
Let's talk about, no, don't do that.
Exactly.
I will lure you. You take your balls out without my permission. You got to ask first.
He just had his nuts out. He walked in with them out.
Oh, yeah.
He walked in with his junk out on. Now he's going to get me booted off a fucking.
Good.
No, it's the rules.
Why don't you go on Three Girls and a Keith and do that? See how that flies.
Three Girls and a Keith.
Three Girls and one Keith don't play that shit.
You're goddamn right they don't.
You're goddamn right.
You guys don't play that. You also don't fucking.
What?
You make some money too, son of a bitches.
We make good money.
What's
man.
The theme?
Well, let's not say we.
What's your theme?
What's my theme?
Do you have a theme tonight? Something going on, or are you just. What did we miss?
What am I? What do you mean themes? What am I, at L.A. Comedy Club? No, I don't have themes.
No. You're the size of one, but no, you're not one.
He's the size
he
of
tried
a
to
theme.
Do. No, no, no. He tried to do size queen, but he fucked it up. He did
I
a
know.
Fat joke and a
no,
gay
I meant
joke.
To do size queen.
Yeah, he fucked
really?
It up. Yeah. Yeah. He fucked it up.
What the fuck?
Hey, listen.
Yeah,
I just got here.
He just got started.
What are we talking about, man?
Well, we were talking about that. We were literally talking about balls.
Balls.
Yeah, that you can still pull out in front of girls and it's not that offensive.
Yeah, can you get away with balls out, but not dick out? Shaft tucked to the side in the.
You can't
jeans.
Do dick. You can't walk.
Just balls.
Back in the day, you could take your ass.
Yeah,
you could moon a girl.
I have ball cancer and take a look at this.
I like
you
doing.
You never say I had dick cancer, but you can say I had ball cancer.
No, I like doing. Hey, I got a spider bite. Check it out. See if it looks weird to you, and then just pull a ball out of the top of the jeans, and then be like, what? Oh.
Yeah.
wait a minute. Y'all check this for real? Is this really researchable that you can pull balls out?
No, we're discussing it right
now. It was disgusting because back in the day, you could definitely take you could bang a moon.
That was my go-to was to pull my dick out, put on my shirt over it,
right? Yeah.
And then sit in the car, and then boom, big reveal.
How you're on Amy's podcast?
What?
You're literally the biggest hashtag Me Too sitting
next. No, he isn't. Don't say that about Keith. Keith has been an upstanding citizen since I've known him. He's been a woman's right advocate since I've known him. He's done nothing but help females.
I'm 270 days Me Too free.
Okay.
Ever since my stroke. Ever since my stroke, I'm 270
days. It was 270 days ago?
That's what your stroke was? No, your stroke was longer ago than that.
No,
right?
Can you guys not do the math on the joke? Can we just laugh at it?
All right.
Fucking stupid assholes. Two Jewish guys. What was it? He's not doing the math immediately. God
right
damn
after,
it.
Right you after, you're going to go right after religion? Is that what you do?
Race, I think he was dealing with.
Two Jewish. Here's what I want to talk about. Because Ari, there's one thing he knows comedy, and he sees the hypocrisy of other fucking comics judging what other comics are saying.
What are you talking about?
You'll read on Facebook one comic will go, I can't believe this
Give
comic
names.
Is saying this.
Give names.
I don't have
pussy.
Names.
No, but I hear what you're saying.
He ain't giving names.
If I had names, I would. Don't believe me.
You got to
on
names.
This, I would.
What the fuck? Wait, stop. Did you just get scared by your own foal?
Yes, hello.
He jumped. You old coot.
What's that? Technology?
You old coot.
He went, whoa, there's something in my pocket.
You want to do it on? I'm on Bobby's.
I know. Podcast. Who are you talking to?
To Bonnie. She's in L.A.
Stop breaking the fucking.
All right. I'll call you back later.
Why? What is she? Did she? Did she? Is it good news?
Did they like it?
Not now, Bonnie.
No,
you're on a podcast. Just
We're
hang
doing
up
a
on
podcast.
Him.
All right. I'm on a podcast. Please, just fucking bye. Sorry, wrong number.
And he jumped up.
It scared me because ass. It was on my butt, and I. It vibrated and it rang.
Remind Sweet you of the old God. Days when you had to get coke?
Oh, boy, you're on fire.
Not coke. You're crack.
You're on fire.
Bob's a crackhead.
Yeah, he's not
He
can't afford coke.
Are you crazy? I smoked more Freebase. It was more expensive.
Will you stop having respect issues with the joke? You get mad. Fine. You're a coke addict. You feel better now?
No,
I was a crack addict. I ended a crack. I started a coke addict.
And it does feel better now.
Thank you.
What?
So,
Voss was the only white guy in the projects, and he used crack. Period.
White privilege.
I was there collecting rent and buying crack at the same time.
No, his joke was better than yours. Just respect that.
I know. Listen, I don't want to get into that. Everybody knows my drug story, so what the fuck?
We weren't getting into it. We were making fun of you. Stop acting like we were fucking interviewing you.
No. Let's get to the fact that everybody knows his drug story. Everybody don't know you, Voss. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn. What are you sorry about?
You.
You're crack.
You. That I brought you up here.
But Voss, all right, so you're saying, back to your point.
Back to my point, because
you're very serious
on Facebook.
About it.
If I hadn't, I swear to God, and it's got to be newer comics.
You're scared. Just admit you're scared.
No, what are they saying?
You're
They're taking a joke, and they're like, these are his statements, and how dare you say this. Like, what are you talking? You can't attack topic.
And there's a lot of them are L.A. comics, I think. Well, no, also New York.
Well,
New York comics you don't know. It might just be newer guys you don't know.
Say a name, Voss.
I don't know these people.
Up. Be a man. Watching your crack-ridden life and say a name.
Keith Robinson was on Facebook. I don't know the names because
give us an example of what it was.
Well, like you can't just a comic will go. I don't believe I was on a show last night and so and so was talking about. rape.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And they just it was talking about this or making it seem like it was, and it was like, you've taken up, you're a comic, you've taken away all the fucking flavor of how they did it.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you're only hurting yourself because you're killing the freedom of speech of comics by complaining what a comic is saying.
I agree with them on this one. I don't think people should be allowed to say whatever they want. I think they should all get banished.
Yeah, it's fucking...
What?
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm sorry. I finally woke up.
Like I said to Ari last week...
I hope you wake up, too.
I wish I had his audience, because they don't care about anything.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't care. They don't.
No, because he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're worried about things,
I don't give a fuck. Obviously, I don't give a fuck because my career is not going anywhere.
That's why it's not going anywhere, because you give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Can I tell you something, though?
What?
The reason why you give a fuck is because you have, like I was telling him at the beginning, he walked in with his dick and balls out. He doesn't care.
It was both.
I have a family.
Every time you show me your dick and balls, it's embedded in my head because it looks like your face.
But Voss has—he just shows his shitty shit six pack, and we get upset.
You gotta stop doing that.
We gotta listen.
You have to stop it.
You said get Keith.
You have to.
He wasn't gonna come up. I talked him into it. But we don't need him.
You're right. I agree.
Okay? He's not comfortable unless he's with three white ladies pandering from his cabin, fucking Tom.
Yo.
Tom?
I don't like that you, of all fucking people. I mean, think about, L.A. right now is just killing it. The comics are killing it. They're just selling out. They're fucking packing the place. There's specials after special after special. Just billboards and fucking people.
Yeah.
New York, we took a hit.
Yeah,
we lost fucking Patrice, Geraldo, Keith, half a Keith. Colin had a heart attack. I mean, we took a fucking hit.
No, but we took a hit because all the bad choices we made, thinking they were good choices at the time.
Remember ONA?
When it was
the motherfucker. 16 markets. Not XM. They were in 16 markets around the country.
16, that's it?
Yeah, but they were
I think it was
big,
30-something.
No, it was 16.
All right, just lie. Nobody's going to check.
Yeah, who cares, Voss?
What are you going to fucking be an ass for?
And Voss,
why am I going to lie to try to...
entertain the people?
That seems like a low number, to be honest, 16 markets.
They were in major markets.
Right.
Bob and Tom are in 100 of markets that you don't know of.
That you've never heard of.
So
yeah, they were huge.
They were in major markets.
Well,
Boston, Cleveland,
they were in major markets, but
Bobby.
They were so fuck...
How's that show going now?
What show?
Opie and Anthony?
Oh, that's not... It's
O&A.
Not
O&A. I'm sorry, it's O&A. It's called.
I call them a market.
Yeah, we got it.
Bobby,
what are you, fucking two grumpy old men?
He likes it.
Will you stop trying to please him?
He likes it. That's why you're. Laughs.
That's why you're nowhere.
I'm somewhere, baby.
No, you're not.
I got the YKWD podcast. Okay? I'm surprised you're not on some kind of social media right now plugging this. Stop already.
We are. We're on YouTube, you moron. See the cameras? You're an idiot. You're the dumbest person I know.
No, you are.
I'm surprised you're not on social media. Right? Yeah, there's cameras right here.
Oh.
You've been on my show a million times.
How'd you like that little thing we sent you? You liked it, huh?
I did, but it was too...
What was it?
He sent me a...
Stuff.
First of all, he's at my place doing the live from the shed, and Don got to lunch. You know, you were there to get to lunch and stuff. So he made a sandwich, and then he made one to go.
Because I was playing golf, so I wanted to take one. I would have just ate it there, but I said, what the fuck? I'm going to play golf. Let me...
Was that a second one, or is that the first one?
The second one. We didn't mind, but it's like, he's like, I'm going to take this with me. And then Don got him a Ziploc, and he's like, no, I'll just use the bag that the turkey came in.
Yeah, why waste a good Ziploc?
Wait a minute. Is this a lie?
I hate when people waste good Ziplocs.
It's already there. Well, that plastic isn't worth anything?
Yeah, what's wrong with that fucking plastic?
It's got no turkey in it anymore.
Yes.
It's wet.
Thank you. For something you
Keith,
never
he left
a girl. Listen to me.
He left one piece of turkey. He made a
one
sandwich
piece of turkey.
And left
I didn't
the
realize
turkey.
I didn't want. I left one piece of turkey. Big deal.
No. I want to talk more shit, yo.
Yeah, I do too.
None of you guys would have survived the Holocaust.
Shit.
None of you. Only Rich and I.
Thank you.
I think actually all three would have. But
oh yeah. Good point.
Why? You don't think they went after fucking whatever you are?
Whoa.
They would not have been in the Keith.
He's Mexican.
They wouldn't have fucking dealt with Keith. They would have killed Keith right away.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they would have killed you. You just yapped right away. Goddamn Germans. Foom, foom.
No, they would. He would like, somebody would have stuck up for him. Like, hey, guys, come on, give him a chance. Maybe he can like chop wood. Can you chop wood? And you're like, oh, not after the last year.
Yeah, but you must be able to wash dishes.
I can wash dishes. I can wash dishes.
I can dry them if they're on the rack.
If somebody holds the cup. I can stir soup good.
It just always goes to food.
I agree with Keith though that I hate that you're just afraid. This is the world.
I'm not afraid
stop.
Of anything.
Let me just say this.
You know.
Let me
I'm
just
not
say
afraid.
This. Yeah, I do know you're afraid.
You are afraid.
And I'm not saying that
you're afraid, little man.
It's not your
fault. Little hands.
It's not your fault.
I'm not afraid. I have
fault.
Little hands, but I'm not. I'm doing bits on
you
stage.
You know who it is.
We're not asking.
You know who it is.
We're not asking you.
And you know what the bit was. We could go find it with the information you gave us. We could find it.
I'm not talking about. I'm just talking about in general how comics go after comics. I know. Dude,
everybody does that now. This
well, that's what I'm saying.
I can't
and
believe so-and-so would actually do a bit about
yes.
black people sitting in traffic. How dare? Yeah. Don't you know how hard it is to
that's
go to
what
jobs?
So I don't know. It's everybody. It's just fucking a new breed of comics that are, social,
breed. Old breed.
That are social.
Everybody's doing
no, that are social
mean,
warriors.
Breed?
It's social. It's social media warriors.
Yes. And, yes. and all they're doing warriors. Is saying.
They're looking for likes. And favorites.
And they're looking there, say, look
and
at me.
Retweets.
They're looking at me. I'm a good person. They're all trying to.
What do you mean, Keith?
What?
What do you mean by that?
They look for like a lot of stuff. I mean.
Yeah, you just want a like.
They want a sweet like.
No, somebody they know.
They want to say stuff, and everybody's addicted to the like.
No, it's not the like they want.
How many likes they get.
Yeah, hey, let's all try to write a post that we can get just a shitload of likes off.
Yeah,
like,
just.
What can we get? Just like, hey, guys, I'm sick of it. Everyone's. How about if we have equality? I'm so sick of this shit. How about just some equality? What can you write that would just get likes?
This fucking Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Is it just me or
no,
is,
we should
is
say,
it that crazy to be, you know, I think respect women is should be okay?
You should say, we should just put a tweet with a photo of all of us. These four guys respect women. Maybe you should too.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. You know how big that would be?
Yeah, I know how my balls out for that one.
We should all have our balls out. And but they don't
only
know.
Ball, yeah.
They don't know. They'll just be like, yeah, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Is that bubble gum?
I'm going down to Cosby's jail and put money on his books.
so he can get some cigarettes.
I heard Cosby's doing bits and he's doing jokes. He's going on stage in prison.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's getting back into stand-up again.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a new rape joke he's working on. It's about his cellmate.
I heard he's been shitting on Louis C.K.
I heard the warden's getting a lot of tweets.
Yeah, how dare you put him up? How dare you have him at your facility?
How dare you put him in prison?
What are your facility?
Now is not the time to reach out to these fucking monsters.
How dare you put him in the cell with a murderer? That guy's trying to get his life together. God damn. I wonder if you're in prison, you're a lifer. You're banging dudes, whatever, right? You just fucking. You're,
why you gotta go you to banging to, dudes?
Hang on, let me just finish the thought.
He wants what he wants, Keith.
Thank you. You're banging dudes, right?
And you then just do. You don't have to be in
shut
prison.
Up and
you
let
could
me
be
finish.
In Norway.
Just let me finish.
You could. Hell's Kitchen, where you used to live.
Where used
Norway.
To, it's a Jim Norton joke. Oh. It's what Norton vacations is every other week. I gotta take all my vacation time. I'm not a loser. Listen, you.
You forgot what you were gonna say,
right? No, you're banging dudes. You bang guys. All of a sudden, Cosby's in the cell next to you. I mean, would you? You're in there for life. You're not getting out. You're already fucked, dude. You kind of, it's your thing. You fuck guys, the new guys that come in. Yeah. Would you, for the story, rape Bill?
Oh, I was going to go a different way.
Oh, Jesus
First
Christ.
First of all,
just for the story.
In prison, there's enough gay guys where you don't have to be raped.
No,
if
but
you
they
hold
make
up
him
your
gay
own.
By rape.
What's that?
I thought they make him gay, they rape him gay.
There's enough trannies and gay guys in
I don't know anything about prison.
Don't
Keith.
Say tranny.
No, go ahead, Keith.
In prison, you can.
Keith,
transgender.
It's tranny sexual.
Oh, I don't.
I believe the proper term is tranny sexual.
Keith, about prison, tell us about it.
I've never been to prison, asshole.
Jail? Is there a jail, prison type of difference?
You've been to jail.
There's a difference.
Do you think if Cosby saw a guy walk out of your cell that you were trying to rape, but you couldn't get it done,
yeah.
Do you think you'd look at him and be like, hey, old-timer, you got any tips? What did I do wrong there? Walk me through it.
I mean, don't they rapists in jail?
Nah, no. But not Cosby. Right?
Cosby's...
He's old.
Is he going to be respected?
He'll probably be in
PC. Oh, absolutely.
He's probably in PC anyhow.
He's going to be... you think he's going to be respected?
Yes.
Yeah.
I grew up on him.
You think he's going to come up with a new act? Yes. What if he comes to the cellar? Tries to get...
I would like to see Cosby.
I would love to see that.
You think Norm would let Cosby on?
I like to see that, you know, because you see how Cosby won in. He's got a cane, he can't see, but he comes back out of prison, he's all built up.
Oh, Jack.
Jack Shannon?
Just doing like, fucking just
Diesel Cosby.
Yeah, like the Nero and Cape Fear, just shredded with tattoos. Yeah. He's got a neck tattoo.
And a teardrop right in there.
He took out fucking a couple guys.
Tattoo of Quaaludes.
Oh, boy.
Why? Oh, Jesus. Why, boss?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm tired.
All right. Well, thanks. On that note, listen, bet DSI right now.
Here we go.
What? Fucking moneymakers?
I'm sorry.
It's how I make my money. I'm sorry.
ZipRecruiter. You put in WW1.
Oh, ZipRecruiter. Sorry.
There you go.
That's
again.
What I was saying. You're doing the wrong one.
Fucking ZipRecruiter.
You know what's.
That's what I'm also saying. You're doing the wrong ad read. That's what he was trying to say.
You know what's not smart, Keith?
What's not smart? Besides Voss, what's not smart?
Besides Voss. Job sites that overwhelm with tons of wrong resumes. But you know what is smart?
What?
I'll tell you, ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't wait for candidates to find you, my friend.
Look at who they have on their cover.
ZipRecruiter finds them
this is the
for
new
you.
Human. This is like a non-racial, every race.
Can you stop? You don't have ads.
I have ZipRecruiter as an ad, and I'm just saying this is a multiracial. This is the future right here. A freckled black.
Leave Dennis Johnson alone from the Celtics.
It is a black woman with freckles. That is very diverse.
It's powerful matching technology. Scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, experience
for
question.
Your
job.
You have
and actively invite you
as your sponsor. Why not use them instead of hiring these horrible interns you have?
Actively invite.
Somebody qualified.
I love her. She's great.
She's garbage.
I was talking about you. I love Mike. The first time I ever met Mike, he took me and got a 3-pound honey bun in San Antonio. Listen, here's the deal. So you can get qualified candidates fast. Listen, no more sorting through wrong resume. No more waiting for the right candidates to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is number one rated by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from the hiring sites. Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listener is ZipRecruiter.com. Shut up, Voss.
No, I wasn't.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
Stop it.
I swear I wasn't doing
Stop
that to you.
Stop being a cunt.
I wasn't being that to you. I swear to God.
Because every time I tell him not to do this, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then he comes on and he does his little gag.
No.
And then he calls me up
and
he goes, why can't we get ads? We need money. Because you stink. Ads don't want you because you fucking talk shit.
I
believe in ZipRecruiter.
So do I.
So do I.
Yes.
Can I get in the funny bones through ZipRecruiter?
I believe in
right
Army
now, my
recruiters.
Listeners for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. That's WHAT.
Oh, you gotta tell your listeners how to spell what dude.
Yeah, well, I do. ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. It's the smarter way to hire.
I swear to God.
Do not go to the competitor, jobbitch.com.
Yeah.
Don't
go. Stop lying.
I really wasn't.
What were you sighing about? Kid Chris?
Huh? Yeah.
What happened to Kid Chris?
No, I haven't.
What happened to Kid Chris?
Nothing happened to Kid Chris.
Who's Kid Chris?
Radio guy.
What happened?
Nothing.
He got charged with a fucking, he murdered a bunch of black kids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that called?
What's that called?
In Texas, just Tuesday.
Friday night.
It's called Black Radio.
Oh, shit.
What's that called?
It's called the rap concert. SummerSlam 2018.
I wasn't signing because I'm sorry. I apologize if you think I was.
Oh, you apologize.
Yes,
stop apologizing.
He's
be
my
a
friend.
Man.
I'm not a man when it comes to when I'm wrong. And I apologize if I was
That's
wrong.
Nice.
It's called doing a 10th step, all right?
Yeah, I wish you'd fall down 10 steps. Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey. Oh, hey.
That's your wish? You're going to waste your wish on that?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I think it's kind of it's kind of sad now, this whole Louis thing too downstairs, and that people are still complaining. But I saw Ted Alexandro, and he actually went up and did jokes.
Yeah, she had a good.
And he it was tried. Pretty funny.
Yeah, he didn't just preach. He actually no, was like, I don't even agree with his point of view, but like you're doing it funny, like a real comic.
Went on stage and kind of did some jokes. Yeah. Didn't go on stage and fuck.
I want to question all these comics. I want to have a question with. I want to question everybody that's on Louis that bad.
I yeah. hate Louis. Themselves. I think he's awful. So you can ask me. I think he shouldn't be back up. I think he shouldn't have red hair. I think that was the first issue.
He's half Mexican.
He's half Mexican, which I also hate.
You know
so
what?
I'm against all of it. So you can ask me. I'll answer for that side.
But they're charging him as a white man. They're not charging him as a Mexican.
That's true. So you're right. You're right.
He better go more as a Mexican and then leave him alone.
I would literally greet people.
If it was Luis Sique.
Luis?
Luis Chicle.
I would greet the audience. Every time I go to say, I'd be like, hola. Bien,
¿cómo está? Like, oh, leave him alone. Let the Mexican.
Let the Mexican.
If he was Mexican, then the right would get on top of it.
Who had
the
egg
right
fart?
Wing? Would
the right wouldn't give a fuck about him.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they
Mexican.
They don't give a shit about that shit. They wouldn't care about it. Is it because the farts?
It's your fart, right?
It's bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had ramen today.
Come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Where do you want to start?
That's as bad as somebody jerking off. You just it farting is. In front of me?
Am I going to get kicked out of something?
I was uncomfortable.
With Bobby's ass smell?
Bobby's ass smell.
It made me uncomfortable.
But you know who doesn't give a fuck about coming back? Louis coming back? Louis. He doesn't give a shit.
Well... Yeah, he does. He wants to come back.
Coming back. He's not.
No, you mean he doesn't think it's a big deal? I just think it's interesting all the people talking about it. It's just fun to listen to everyone draw sides.
It's annoying that everybody, you know, who
like
don't.
Like we talked about downstairs. How many people went to see fucking Roman Polanski fucking movies?
His book signing.
How many people went to fucking see Chris Brown concerts after the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck? He's a comic that.
Yeah, Chris Brown, they took back pretty quick. Yeah,
that got lumped into Harvey
twice,
Weinstein.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, more.
Twice.
No, yeah. Chris Brown, one time, you
well,
asshole.
No,
it's
too.
Twice.
You don't know Chris twice. Brown. Shut
I do.
Your and what fuck if, up. And what shut your white mouth. You don't know Chris Brown.
They took Chris Brown
mind
back.
Your business.
Get your black
and
finger.
And I mind mine.
And get your black finger.
They
when
took
I say
Chris
black
Brown,
fingers, you said white mouth?
They took Chris Brown back.
Quit sticking your fucking dumb Tootsie Roll finger out. And what's his name?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It does look like a Tootsie Roll. Oh, my God. That's why I was hungry when I saw his finger.
And what's his name? Kelly?
No. Robert Kelly, you mean?
No. Yeah. No.
Robert Kelly.
Rapist Kelly?
Whatever the guy's name is.
R. Kelly is Robert
R.
Kelly.
R. Kelly.
His name is Robert.
Yeah, it's Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it's his name, Robert Kelly. R. Kelly. He goes by R. Kelly, but it's Robert Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so look,
what
he got lumped in, huh?
What did he do?
He was pissing. I don't know. I think
he was having
pissing
sex
ain't
with
no big deal.
Underage girls.
Sex or pissing?
Underage girls.
Sex?
Allegedly.
Both. Allegedly.
Say allegedly. You're in the media now. Let me say allegedly.
Why? They don't.
Maybe she was
they don't
hot.
Say allegedly.
Maybe she
they just
fever.
Say it, and then it's fact with hundreds of people. And then when the facts come out, they don't promote it. And those hundred, it's like
right.
It's like when you fight with your girlfriend, and she tells all her friends that you're a fucking piece of shit.
And then you are.
And then you make up in a couple days, and she never goes back and tells them that you're. It was her fault too.
All right, give me a Me Too moment. What's your Me Too moment?
Moment?
Yeah.
What do you mean moment?
You got a Me Too moment?
Like when,
what? What you did? That,
are that, you Keith?
What?
First of all. You're immune, number one.
Why?
Because you're black. You
black people get it. Cosby just wanted to yell, you asshole.
Yeah, he's not
we're talking
black.
About rape. Pre-Me Too. He's pre-Me Too.
Yeah, pre-Me Too. And pre-Me it's rape. Too. That's everybody goes away for that. White guys are Me Too. You... On and you're on. You're protected by the three amigos.
You are yes. protected by three amigos. Yeah,
amigas. Sorry, amigas. I apologize.
I have respect for their culture.
Yeah.
You know, and plus
they took you under the umbrella when all this was happening. They were like, Keith, come with us, and you're like, nah, fuck you, Keith. Come with us.
They made a protective coating of their pussy lips. They drew it to the side and said, get under here.
And don't think they didn't sit around going, well, look, we need a Negro. So they.
But we don't want.
Whoa.
We don't want. We don't want a full.
You
one.
Can't say Negro? That's respectable.
No, you're not. How are you going to tell me what's respectable, you Jew? I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's respectable. I am. You didn't say he. You didn't say. You didn't say my landlord. Yes, you said what I am.
True. Yeah. So don't say Negro. Say Negroid.
No. No. Listen, because you're Negro nowadays.
Oh, Negro. You changed your eye.
Woo! I want him off. I'm not comfortable with Voss on his fucking podcast.
I'm not comfortable.
Hey, now, can I tell my truth?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, please.
Can I tell it?
Yeah. Please.
Tell your truth, brother.
This is Keith's hashtag Me Too moment.
Well, my hashtag Me Too moment, I was minding my business, and one Rich Voss said, hey, you want to see my kids? I'm like, yeah, Voss, what about your kids? And he showed me his dick and his phone. And I didn't feel comfortable. Did you not do that?
You took it and rubbed it on your face.
That's not, hey, what? Don't slut shame him.
Yes.
The way a victim reacts to a fucking hardship is not your business.
Yes. It has nothing
to do. Good point.
What do you want him to do? He saw a delicious little mediocre mid-sized fucking car.
No, it's decent.
Jesus.
He was put in position.
Voss has a 4-incher.
It was more than 4, believe me.
It was more than 4. It was. Like his.
He's got. He does. He has. Max has a bigger dick than you.
Max is a kid. It just hit me.
First
of all,
I was. I remember. I was looking at, when you showed me the picture of your dick. I was like looking at like, what the fuck? Why am I so entranced? I was like, oh, because it has pubes on it.
No,
I was like, this dick should not have pubes.
Your dick looks like a little.
Never seen it.
Looks like when you're blowing up a mattress, that little
thing. You're literally
thing.
Making it up. You've never seen it.
You've never seen my dick.
I've seen your dick twice.
Yeah, you showed me twice.
I don't have it anymore
on
my phone.
Hashtag me too. I'm in too, Keith.
Yes.
Okay. Here's my hashtag.
Okay, what? Let's hear it.
That you guys didn't appreciate a good dick pic when, when I was...
You're body shaming him.
Yes. When I was trying to open body. Myself up to my friends.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's so hot in this fucking room.
Well, the AC. Can you put the AC over this way?
Bob is farting.
I know it's bad.
I had me too. I was in Denver at a hotel room.
Yeah.
And this Asian chick. We were fucking, and then I went to the bathroom. There was blood all over my face and dick. She was on her period. She didn't tell me. And I had to sleep. I kicked her out after we fucked. But, like, I had to sleep on the other side of the bed because there was a pool of blood on the one side.
Oh, that bitch.
Me
too.
I had a me too.
I had one too, yeah. Go ahead. You go.
I was in... asked about 14 years ago, and I'm watching Louis C.K. jerk off, and I said, Louis, are you sure I'll never work a firehouse? And right when his load hit me in the chest, he said, I can't make any promises. True story.
Wow. You too.
Boo.
Boo. See that?
I'm going to boo your me too. Your me too stunk. Because you try
open
to be
your,
funny.
Open your you eyes. Open funny. Your eyes. Quit acting like you're a jazz player.
No. Go ahead, Bob. You redeem that Me Too. That Me Too
stunk. I live with this lesbian woman and a gay guy back when I was in Boston.
A lesbian? Why don't you say I live with two gay people?
Why is it gender specific with you? Me too.
Because I want the lesbians to have their own thing in this. I don't want to just be gay. It was a
That's
lesbian
fair.
Woman
that,
and
me
a gay man.
On you now, Keith.
Okay, so is that okay?
Yeah, why are you against lesbians, Keith?
Yeah, why are you against lesbians?
Why? Lesbians being unique.
Yeah.
What's that? What the fuck, Keith?
LG, what is it?
LGTB.
LGBTQAV.
Yeah, V. T-C-Y.
No, I. It's I in there somewhere.
It's A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I.
Yeah, it's I.
N O R T O N.
LGBTQ. LGBTQ. I.
N O R T O N.
I said N O R T O N. I was. I was so. This is back with when I was really hot and banging a lot, and I got this girl back to my place. But I didn't have cable. I didn't have enough money to have cable because I didn't have my white privilege yet. I got it a little bit later, came in.
Bob, you were never white.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
What do you mean?
You're not white, Bob.
Okay, so I'm not white.
Bob's, look at him.
What is it?
Every reason to Samoan.
Samoan, yeah.
He looks white. He looks like a sand dune. What are you talking about?
You can't say that. Oh, sand dune. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
What did I say?
I really am not white.
Me and Ari are not white. Jews aren't white.
Yeah, nigga.
Whoa!
What the fuck? Keith, I apologize.
Yo, he's got to go. I want him out of here.
We're not considered white. We're not the oppressor like the WASP and the Catholics.
That's right.
Yeah, but he said it rap style, so it doesn't count.
Play it back. Can you play it back?
Yeah.
He said, let's have a cigar.
No, he was talking about Winnie the Pooh. He's like, yo, Tigger. That's
Tigger.
So, we brought her.
The ad-lib skills of a fucking tumor. Go ahead.
He just pulled that out. You understand? He was doing a joke about ad-lib skills, and he almost didn't pull it out. Because his abs. You understand that? Because he stinks at ad-lib.
He was like, of a fucking tumor.
I flowed through that.
You saved it. I flowed.
You did not flow.
I flowed. Come on, tell me about the lesbian Me Too movement. Finish.
Tell me about the lesbians.
It's very similar to yours.
Yeah.
I didn't have cable. The gay young man had cable in his room, so I took her in the room.
So you blow him for?
No.
Little splicing action.
So, we thought that hole in the back of your neck was for nothing.
Wow.
What the
fucking
You're
sucks.
On fire today, Rich.
That was good.
You stink.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not fine. Listen, I've been 5 for 5 up here. What do you want?
No,
I don't know.
No, what? We've been counting. I'm 5 for 5.
Yeah, you had 5.
So we went back to his room, and nobody was home. And I took her in there. We watched a little TV, and then we started making out, and then we started banging.
Me too.
And
the lesbian?
No, the girl he picked up. The lesbian wasn't home. The gay guy. We were in the gay guy's room who had cable, and we were in his room, and we were fucking, and the lights were out, and her vagina exploded.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just bled.
Middle Eastern?
All over the gay guy's bed.
Oh, fuck.
So now he's coming home in a fucking hour and a half. He's got vagina. I mean, that's like kryptonite to Superman. That's like that's garlic to a vampire. Vagina blood on a gay guy's bed.
What else is it like?
You had to convince him that he tore up an asshole.
I only had 2 things.
Things come in threes.
I wish this podcast didn't.
Shit.
So I had to. I was fucking panicking.
Wow.
And I had to kick her out, and I had to clean all the fucking blood up, and you know. And the guy came home, and I got
in trouble.
A real
man would have had her clean it.
And so, what? So your Me Too was that a woman you were obsessed with had her period?
Yeah. Well, no, not a period. Something happened to her vagina.
You tore it up.
There was something wrong with her vagina. She didn't tell me. Thanks.
What do you mean something wrong?
What?
It's not a Me Too, though. That's not a Me Too.
That's just a thing.
It's a Me Too to a gay guy.
Oh, and then I blew the gay guy made me blow him for the sheets.
You too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. I didn't get to finish the story. I got sidetracked. Yeah, I had to suck his dick for the sheets.
So there was 2 blow-ups in the room.
The what?
Nothing.
Wow. I mean,
five for five
still.
You're having a bad night, Paul.
Listen, what do you want?
Can I ask something, though? Seriously, Keith?
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to get anybody and you had 40 years to do it, you could go back into their high school days. You could go back in.
You mean get them legitimately?
Yeah. Just not legitimately.
I'm done.
I'm talking about in the public eye. Get your job taken away, all the neighbors thinking you're an asshole, just your social media done, respect, have your family attacked. I mean, I think anybody could, any guy,
if it goes down to women feeling like I was uncomfortable when that happened,
I think we've all done fucked up shit in the past.
But if there's also...
Why don't we just say a group sorry right now so we can use this podcast... Be like, look, I've already apologized.
I already sent it out there.
We'll do it. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I stand by my rapes. How else am I going to get in there? You show me another path.
What the fuck? What's wrong?
He just
with you?
Doesn't care.
You don't care. You're not gonna have kids. You're never gonna have a family. You're gonna be. You just.
I'm not gonna have any daughters disappointed in me for sure.
You have nothing. You have nobody. You have no responsibility in your life. Nothing.
Well, no, he does.
What? What?
He's got a brick patio, and he's got a.
That's right. I do have a brick patio. And nice backyard.
It keeps it nice.
Yeah,
that's
keeps
a responsibility.
It's not a responsibility.
If they took everything away from me, they'd be like, you can't work anymore. I part of me would be like, I was already kind of planning that anyway. I'm going to get out of here and see the world a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he really does. He can just, he can take off for 6 months and just.
Yeah, if I were Louis, that's what I would have done. Fucking travel around Africa for a while,
well,
see some
did.
Shit.
That's what like
longer, and then come back a year
months.
Later.
Why he did 9 go months. All he did the way
he wasn't there for 9 months.
He went all over for nine months.
But why would you go all the way to Africa?
What do you think? He sat in his hotel?
No, Thailand. Go to somewhere interesting for your hotel. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Another black joke falls through.
No. It was a geographical joke.
Voss makes these jokes that are funny. He can't stand by him because he's afraid of.
I'm scared. I'm running scared.
You're scared. You are scared.
I'm not scared at all.
You are scared.
I'm not. You want me to tell you the only thing I'm scared of in this business?
Yeah.
What, fame?
Oh, no.
Success?
No. I'm very successful. That was good. That
Shut
was
up. Good. Stop explaining the joke. I'm very successful.
That was good. A clean S.
I'm the only thing. The only thing. What? A clean S?
Yeah.
The only thing I'm.
What?
Is.
Spit it out.
Aging out in this business. It's the only thing I'm...
I don't know how you've managed. I was talking about you today. We were like, he's fucking... How old is he? 60?
71.
It's like, you live like a fucking 47-year-old. It's crazy. Who was I talking about today? Segura, maybe? Someone like that. But it was like, what the fuck?
I was talking to Quinn about that today. Like, Voss, I don't understand... Like, I know that people... I don't care that all these people are selling out and fucking all the... Making millions. I don't understand. I've seen Voss.
Yeah.
Voss has been doing it forever. He should be selling out... The clubs that he works should just be packed.
Yeah.
If you're a comedy fan and you're not, if Keith or him or me are playing somewhere and it doesn't sell out, you're garbage. I don't understand it. You'll go see these fucking people that are good, but it's not. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, fucking hilarious.
All right, why are you yelling at me? I never said the opposite.
Nobody said anything else.
No, I don't know. Here's the thing. When you're...
True.
Like, I see comics my age.
I know what you mean by aging out. Go ahead.
But I see them... But the problem is they don't try to stay relevant. They don't keep writing and coming up with new ideas and material.
You got
to
know who Cardi B is.
You know, you just got to keep doing that shit.
Yeah, but my point is that I don't understand why you... If people like comedy so much that you should be selling out.
Well, you got to blame some of the clubs, too, for the way they promote.
No.
You got to, yes.
Nope.
No. They're
promoting.
No, I blame the fans. I blame the fans.
I worked a fucking club. Yep.
There's thousands of people that know you. Everybody who knows Ari knows you. Everybody knows fucking Little Kev. Not Little Kev. Like Billy Burr, they know you. People who know Norton know you. People who know me know you. You should
only
be selling out.
Not all.
You should be selling out. You should be selling out. That's it.
Oh, so maybe something
will
happen.
What do you think you're doing wrong? What is it?
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm going on stage and doing what I'm supposed to do.
What is Voss doing wrong?
Alexa, what is Voss doing wrong?
Alexa doesn't know who I am. Ask Siri.
Who?
Alexa doesn't know. I just said that. I just said Alexa.
But he actually rewrote it and cut off the fat.
Yeah.
Three letters. The S's.
Three letters.
Here's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not very savvy when it comes to social media.
That's no, you're
it.
Still looking at Kid Chris as a fucking radio guy to help promote your shows.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
he'll
that's
do
all
it.
Dead.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that's it either. He's not even on social media. Dan Soder has no social media. Michael Che has no nothing. There's a lot of guys.
Michael Che's on Saturday Night Live.
All right, whatever. Yeah, so take him out.
Dan Soder's on the radio every day.
True. He's not selling out either, though.
Why do you know?
He's not.
He complains about it.
Yeah, I know. Listen, who knows what it is. All I know is when I go to the club, I do what I'm supposed to do.
What is that?
Be funny. Be fucking funny. Yep. The people don't leave upset. They have a good show. I do a lot. I do the time or more. And I fucking destroy. And he destroys. And Keith
destroys.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
He's just shifting to Instagram.
Who is that?
That's Bill Cosby, all jacked.
I Let me see. Show it to the camera.
That's funny. It looks good, too. That's a good Photoshop.
That roast should have blown me the fuck up.
Like, Ari, explain that to me. How does that roast not fucking... How does 100,000 people not buy that roast?
Oh, because no one buys comedy anymore. They get it, stream it for free, or on TV. So that's number one. The $5 model is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Well,
it's already done.
Yeah. It honestly was only there for Louis that one time. Because Gaffigan, Rogan, me, a lot of people tried it, and it wasn't the first to it anymore.
So no, but here's the thing. We tapped all of...
So just give it away.
Our fan base.
$7 a month, you get every Netflix special of all time, or for $5, you get this guy's one special.
So just give your special away.
Maybe.
And become famous. Yeah. And sell out a club.
Maybe put it into like five parts on YouTube, and you get the money from that.
I mean, you don't put it on five parts. You don't. First of all, you don't break up a roast.
Yeah, no, true.
And second of all,
I do.
We hit. That's hilarious. We hit our market. Yesterday, Bonnie did Bert's podcast and Joey Diaz's. So that's a whole different market than our.
Oh, yeah, it's a different break. You're right. Yeah.
It's a different market. If she was able to do fucking Rogan, that roast would blow up.
Did she get on Rogan?
Why? I have no idea. And he's a fan of hers, or he was. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, maybe he's busy. Then again, he has fucking scientists on.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a busy fucking guy. I don't fucking know. I know when I was in L.A., he put me on twice, you know. But who the fuck knows? But she's doing some other lady's podcast that's real big.
Some other lady is real big.
No, she's a big...
Is that him in a nutshell,
something,
though?
Yeah. Something rose.
These people are talking who?
Oh, yeah.
About what? They're talking about what? Some big lady. She's huge. She's with
Corolla. She's not that big, but she's decent sized. Yeah. Allison Rosen.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she's got her.
And the other thing is, that's not our fan base. So if that roast is going out to other fan bases, that's how...
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you think New York comedy, is done?
No, because
the best comics come out of New York.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, right now. Right now, all the comics that are successful are from L.A. All the comics that are hitting it, selling out, and doing well, and getting specials
are from L.A. What do you mean from L.A.?
No.
Not from L.A. originally. I'm not talking of origins. I'm talking about from L.A.
No, the
L.A. comics,
right
now are killing
it. The comics that are hitting it.
So, like, Bill Burr's an L.A. comic, you're saying?
I agree with you.
I see your world with that.
The comics that are hitting it.
I'm a New York comic.
I've been here for 5-6 years.
You're an L.A. comic.
I've been here for 6 years.
Doesn't matter. Listen, you're an L.A.
How's Burr a fucking L.A. comic?
You're almost a New York comic.
Bobby, they're Rogan comics who are hitting.
But you're not yet.
All right.
Next year.
I got to take my balls out.
You got Michelle Wolf.
Michelle Wolf.
Talking to the microphone, you fucking old asshole.
Michelle Wolf and Schumer.
I do it like this.
No, you don't do it like that. We need to hear you.
Like I'm driving my car. You got Michelle Wolf,
motherfucker. He just turned your mic up, dum-dum.
Fuck that shit.
It worked well.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Yo, son.
Zach is the shit.
You got Michelle Wolf.
Put your fucking thumb down.
Amy Schumer. Schumer.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, good. Who else?
Huh?
That's
Michael
it.
Che, motherfucker.
That's it.
Pete Davidson.
You keep saying I'm kidding.
No.
He's not doing stand-up.
He's
not
doing a special. And Michelle had one. She had a special. Amy hasn't had a special in years.
She had a special.
2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. A long fucking time.
She made it here, stupid.
And if you can make it here,
I'm not saying
you can make it anywhere. I wrote that.
You were wrong. Just say you were wrong.
Bobby, here's what I'm saying.
Tell
him what I'm saying. He's a contrarian. He likes to take a left and a right.
I'm trying to think who I should have said big here and who's the mother.
The big comics in L.A. are Rogan comics.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's all Rogan comics.
Bobby, they're Rogan comics who are hitting in L.A.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's not L.A. comics. It's Rogan comics.
It's Rogan comics.
No. Joey, what's his name? Coy?
Joe Coy?
Yeah, Joe Coy.
Joe Coy was hit 5 or 6 years ago.
But he's got a peep. The Filipinos. Yeah. I mean, come on.
You can't go.
Aziz hit it here.
Aziz, a people. He's hit it here.
Louis C.K. Louis C.K. hit it.
Gaffigan. I think Gaffigan. What is it? Patrice. Gaffigan. Geraldo.
They were
CK.
All here. A good one's died.
Fucking Colin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fucking Colin. Colin. Norton.
Yeah. Norton's a good one.
Yeah, Norton. Yeah, Norton. But Norton hasn't put out a special in a couple of years.
That's on him.
Yeah, one last year.
Yeah, but you don't have to put it. He still sells out. He still sells
Norton's
out.
Norton's not selling out anymore.
Are you Norton crazy?
Chip sells out.
No, Norton's selling out in
no,
certain
Chip sells out.
So does
Chip.
Norton.
Chip sold out in an hour.
Chip
800
is the worst.
Seats. 800 seats. He stinks.
He's an awful, awful like radio personality.
Terrible.
So
he's
many.
The worst.
And
I hate it.
Why do you let him in here?
He's the number one show on the network. Hundreds of thousands of people. I was just in Winnipeg. Everybody after the show was like, Bobby, good job.
Ugh, that guy, that's how he talks.
I know, I block
him. It's not
him.
A guy, it's Jim.
If anybody goes tiss, tiss, I block him.
Really? No, I don't lie. Don't block them. They're just being funny. They're fucking idiots.
I report them to Twitter. I try to go to old tweets and find something violent and then try to get them thrown off. Not just blocked, thrown off the whole platform.
How great is that? Have you ever reported somebody and you see that they got tossed off and it's probably because of you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, it's the best when they're like, I'll fucking kill you. I'm like, ha, you fucked up. Hey, Twitter, look at this. I got thrown off for this shit. You better deal with it. And I want to write, sorry, motherfucker, you're about to go. But then I'll go through it.
So, you know, there's only a handful of L.A. comics that are really Bert.
It's Tom Segura, Bert.
Yeah.
Vaughn. What's Vaughn? What's
Who?
His name?
Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn is killing it.
Theo Vaughn, yeah, but he was...
Eliza.
Eliza puts out a special year.
Ali Wong.
Ali Wong's from New York.
No, she's there.
She's in San Francisco.
Idiot.
L.A. Never done.
L.A.
Oh, all right.
Stupid.
LA.
Fuck you.
Dummy. Fucking asshole.
There's so many agents.
Murder him.
There's so many agents. I mixed her up. Sorry.
Motion Fisher.
I mean, there's a lot.
Natasha.
L.A.'s fucking murdering right now.
L.A. is murdering right now. Used to be New York.
Used to be New York.
They're murdering... Stand up,
and
they're not
and
murdering like just overall. They're
but think about it though. Before Rogan is the O&A, if not bigger.
Yeah, bigger.
If not way bigger.
I said that for you guys to say that. So don't look at me like I wasn't setting you up.
I think Rogan's
to go
worse
bigger.
Than Louis C.K. I feel uncomfortable when he goes up on a stage.
Me too.
I think he should be banished.
I'm gonna say this: fuck Rogan.
Oh yeah.
I want to fight Rogan.
Yes.
Left side only.
fuck.
Yeah, then not all Rogan comes. LA, you're right. LA's really doing well in stand-up right now.
LA is killing it. And the Opie and Anthony, when that was happening, and tough crowd, we were the motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's true.
And LA,
and LA was
they,
like weak. It was all
weak.
Alt comedy. And then the Comedy Store got big, and that drove LA comedy. So Silverman.
And there's more industry, too, in LA.
Yeah,
than
who's
here.
The guy who runs it? The Comedy Store?
Adam.
Yeah, he fucking switched everything up.
Hannibal's a good one from here. Hannibal did well from here.
Yeah, but he's not doing.
No, he is. You got to count
him. He's killing it, but I don't see him. He's not really. I don't see
he
him.
He just
doing
sold
shit.
Out
Hannibal
a fucking.
Killing.
He just sold out a
giant
theater.
Theaters. He does giant
Idiot.
Theaters.
And
you got to count Hannibal.
Nikki Glaser.
What'd you call me, motherfucker? I'll fight you right now, bitch.
Oh,
what's
look at me.
What's up? Hey. How much I give you to slap Bob?
Just a sandwich.
I'll double his salary.
Nikki Glaser. She's from Kansas City, but...
No, but she's a New York comic.
New York. She's New York.
You know, there's... Look, you know, there's fucking... Boston was hot at one time. They weren't killing on TV, but they were the best comics in the country at one time.
Yeah, I know.
The Boston comics.
Yeah.
When Kenny Rogerson and
Everyone talks about Sweeney. Fuck that. No one ever heard one of his jokes. Fuck that guy.
What's Neil
Kenny
Screaming?
Rogerson was fucking...
Is he L.A.?
Why did no
He's
one ever
LA
hear about
guy.
Him?
Hang on.
Why did no one ever hear
about
this?
Because they
never left
Boston. They were making so much money up there. They didn't see the big picture.
Pussy.
I'll tell you why. That I actually asked.
They didn't see the
I asked Tony V why.
Yeah.
Why did you get? And they were like, Zach, we're making so much money here. They built it. He goes, there was no clubs here. There was no comedy here. We built it. We started this community.
Yeah.
We made it so big that we were making so much money that we could just stay here.
There were three.
And we didn't need to go anywhere. And
how'd that work out?
And it's like, fucking, we're not going to leave.
There were three
so
clubs.
So why are we going to leave and
here's,
give it to
here's why. To test your shit against the best comics in the world, not just in Boston, local reference comics.
There was, no, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, stop. You're wrong. Because, I'll tell you why. Because they were going to Boston. Comics, instead of going to New York, were going to Boston. Bobcat, Janine, all these people were going
to
Stephen Wright.
Stephen was from there.
Yeah.
But they were going there. And then Hollywood was like, fuck it. Was going to Boston. And they didn't take the guys who started it. That's why they were like, fuck you. Because they took Garofalo, they took Bobcat. They took Stephen Wright.
They didn't take them. Garofalo moved to L.A.
No, they said they went there and they said, we like you, you, and you. And they didn't like the founders of it. Right. So that's why after that, they were like, fuck you. When New York comics would come, like Quinn, they would just all of them go up in front of him and bury him.
Yeah.
They had three comedy clubs on one block. They had Nick's, the Comedy Connection, and Duck Soup on one
four. They had, Dick Doherty's Comedy Vault across the street. You could literally do.
I think it's what he said. They were the big guys in Boston.
Yeah.
And that was their problem.
Yeah.
Well,
I know a lot of guys in different scenes that are like, it's San Diego comics. So like, I'm doing well here. Why would I go to LA and have to start over a little bit? But the good ones all did that. They started over
too,
a little bit.
Is that they were killing and making money there, and they were also the acts were very regional.
Regional acts.
So
act,
guys
exactly.
like Tony V, who actually isn't regional, he can go anywhere in the
same
world.
Same with Kevin Knox.
Act.
He could have went anywhere.
Yeah. Why didn't
Kevin Knox?
He died.
Yeah. Well, good excuse.
Kenny Rogerson could have went anywhere, and he did work the road.
Yeah,
he did.
He worked the road,
and he went to L.A. too. I think, and he started. Well. Nah, he started, who knows?
Well, Lenny Clark went to L.A., had his own sitcom.
Yeah, he had his own show.
I mean, he popped. Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
He popped.
Dennis Leary is the only one that you actually
Dane
like.
Dane Cook.
Actually, like, know
Dane,
their
no,
jokes.
Yeah,
Dane
no,
Cook, Bob Marley.
Dane Cook hit in L.A.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook hit in L.A.
He hit it in New York.
No, Dane hit it in New York.
Okay.
But not in Boston. He was living in Boston. We all came down here one night. He did a showcase. Barry saw him.
It wasn't like he was Dane Cook.
He got a Sprite commercial.
When he was in Boston.
He was murdering in Boston. Are you crazy?
Nobody gave a fuck about him.
It was me, Burr, Patrice,
nobody
Bob Marley.
Nobody give a fuck about any of you jackasses. Any one of you.
Bob Marley cares.
So you
Bob Marley was, wasn't he a Rhode Island comic or a...
Maine.
Maine. Maine.
One second, boss.
What?
You mean mug me again, bitch. I'm going to hit you on your left side. You understand me?
Which one's the left side? Go ahead.
Oh, he was from Maine? But Bob Marley only hit it in Maine.
Yeah, right.
He sells out Maine every week.
Well, but Bob Marley, he had so much money, so many development deals in L.A. He bought a ton of real estate and then went, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go back to Maine. He sold all his shit, bought a big ass house, and he tours at places that he sells out.
That's
like,
a different story. That's the guy who gave it a chance and said, nah,
but look,
it's not for
me.
It's very European what he did. Yeah. European comics do that. They just write a new, and they tour the same fucking place.
Look at the cable guy. He's so
Larry.
Rich. He didn't do TV. Look at fucking...
Russell Peters never did TV.
What do you call
Larry the Cable Guy? Stop it. Stop it.
Rodney Carrington.
You're saying stupid. Just to be stupid. Larry the Cable Guy called into radio.
Every day, which is
the same shit as TV.
Yeah,
same shit.
Rodney Carrington was selling out theaters.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know, but he was selling out theaters. He was a Bob and Tom act. He was selling.
Radio.
Hayward Banks.
Radio.
Yeah, there were some, but they weren't LA acts.
Yeah,
they weren't LA.
Right. There's a few that hits without it for sure.
You know, Tim Wilson was selling out everywhere.
I'm just saying, LA, I think, is killing it right now.
LA is killing it right now.
But there is this weird subculture of comedians that we don't know about that sell out in their weird markets.
Killer Bees.
Yes.
You ever see him on lineups? No. He's a Southern comic.
Yeah.
I don't even know, man.
What?
Yeah.
He just got
what
fucking.
What the fuck does that mean?
He became Freeze Love all of a sudden.
What don't we know?
Y'all don't get it.
What don't we get?
Holmes.
Kevin Hart Kevin Hart was a New York comic.
Did you just say Holmes?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, the biggest comic in history. Kevin Hart was a New York comic.
He's not the biggest comic in history.
Yes, he is.
He might be.
Yes, he is. No one sold more seats than him.
Stop hitting the table with your little hands.
No one has sold more
You're
tickets than Kevin Hart.
You're nudging the table out of place.
Sorry. Sorry. No one sold more.
Kevin Hart's big.
Chris Rock. Dave Chappelle. All New York.
Been a long time.
Yeah, but I'm saying now. The next pop right now is L.A.
No.
Nobody's an all-time.
Can you smash those out of his hands?
I already broke it's the. I already smashed and dented it.
What?
No all-time comics are in L.A.
Well, Bill Burr's there now.
You think Bill Burr isn't? I mean, is he a New York comic or L.A.? I think he's L.A. He's been there for 20 years.
Bill Burr's a hack. Now continue.
He's an angry hack.
I wonder all-time greats from L.A.
All-time greats?
Cosby? Where was he?
He's not L.A.
Philadelphia.
No.
He's Philly.
That's not where he stands.
He's a Philly comic. That's why, you know, it's not surprising what happened.
All-time greats? Fucking... No, Pryor was in New York.
Pryor, he was Vegas and then L.A. He made it big in L.A.
L.A.
Sam Kinison. LA.
LA. LA. Dice.
Hicks
Dice
made it big. Hicks made it big in LA.
Dice all first? Time?
Dice is sold out.
He's top of the arenas. No, he's dude. Not all
he's
time.
In the fucking, he's sold in the movie right now. He's in one of the biggest movies out right now.
Eddie Murphy. What? Eddie Murphy.
Off he's, of in Dice a, plays
a, he's off a, he's in a.
He plays Thanos, right?
He's in, no. He's
oh, Captain America, suck my dick. Oh, Iron Man, coochie coochie goo. He's in I'll the, fucking shit all over
he's
you.
He's in A Star Is Born. You fucking. He's in A Star Is Born. It's gonna be the biggest movie of the year.
Stop. No. Everybody,
yeah, oh
he's, first of all, he says he's in the biggest movie right now.
Yes.
Then he realizes it's not out because he's an it's, asshole.
It comes out Friday.
Ugh. You don't you even. How is it the biggest movie?
He's just saying
it's gonna be.
But you don't know. That.
Not, yes, you can tell.
It's not gonna be the biggest movie.
It's gonna be.
What are you talking about? It's not even an action movie. It's just a fucking.
It's gonna
drama.
Be a great movie because Lady Gaga's in it and she has a big fan base. And I like her. In the movie.
You and Lisa.
From the trailers.
Put your foot down. Yeah.
Are you a little monster?
We have an out.
No.
You know what that is?
Yes.
What is it?
One of her fans.
Oh, you really do like her. You're
no, I just
queer.
Like I like the trailers.
Boss is a queer.
Yeah, so. You what are you gonna shame me now? You gonna bleed on my bed?
Oh. We got two bloody beds on this podcast tonight.
I think it's over.
I had the same thing.
I think it's over.
I met a girl in Texas once. And we
just need a new thing here. A new well, tough crowd. It's not Opie and Anthony or whatever's remnants of that. It's
Big
a
J's
new,
hitting
a new
it.
Big thing.
Big J's doing you know, well.
Platform he is doing for well. People.
You think maybe it's the Skank
tough
Fest?
Tough crowd's done.
Maybe Skank Fest.
That's once a year is the problem with that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, what is the platform? To launch people.
Not a platform.
No Tonight Show here.
We need a
the
fucking platform
be,
like
oh,
what?
There's Tonight Show.
Here's a platform. We got to wait till all this is over, and the platform is when guys are real again.
What do you mean?
When everybody can say what they say.
When people like, stop listening to your boss and start actually doing the material they wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't get it. What? I'm like, what boss?
You're literally saying the opposite of what your boss said.
What? When people can do what they want
yeah,
to
do.
Yeah,
but people are saying you shouldn't do those jokes anymore.
Yeah, but no. He's saying when they start saying, we don't care about that anymore, actually go ahead and say them again, then I'll come back to New York.
That's when New York will be big again.
When the fuck are we going to do that?
I've been doing it.
But you know what? I think you're doing some slick shit. I haven't figured it out yet.
How's that, Negroid?
Oh. I'm trying to see what you're doing. You're doing some real slippery shit.
Yeah. You know what he is? He's a double agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll go to
New York.
Yes. And he'll go to LA and go, those fucking New York comics.
Yeah, he does. I bet he has a pair of bongos in his fucking trunk that he brings out to LA. Yeah. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah. He's just assholes in New York.
Anybody want to go on a hike?
I was talking to Tom Segura today, you fucking name dropper.
Yeah. About you. About you.
Oh, thank you. Was it nice?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Joe.
Was it on a podcast?
Yeah, no.
No.
Unrecorded podcast.
Joe, I'm glad you didn't have Bonnie on. That was a good move. No, because that roast
She's
was mean.
Crass. She's crass.
She's too crass, and that roast was mean. And Voss, you know, I don't think he would fuck up your brand. He would.
Yeah.
I like how now they're like, we like people being nice. That's what we want. We just want everyone to be kind to each other. And if you're not one of those people, we will do everything we can to shut you the fuck down.
It really is a weird.
That's our problem. We're not kind.
Well, it's a weird thing is that the whole liberal thing is love and kindness and all together, but they scream and yell like, take that away and fucking delete them and block them. If they don't fucking believe in what I fucking believe in.
If they didn't agree with me, not even do anything wrong, agree with me.
They're going
in the dorm.
Exactly.
They're going after each other.
How dare you not say that what you thought Roseanne knew was a black person? How dare you say it was different than we thought it was?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
How dare you say Louis should be able to come back to the Comedy Cellar? You
piece
of shit.
Do you think Louis should be able to come back?
Yes, I do.
That's a nice Altoid thing.
What about you?
Around the mic, too.
Well, you guys stop being out. Just brush your teeth. How's that? The fucking CVS has its dentist.
I know. The fucking lips getting in the way.
Wow.
Come on, me too.
You know what? Hashtag me too.
That was corny.
Football season is well underway, and now let me ask you guys something.
If you guys are looking for bets, why don't you go to ZipRecruiter.com? Well, you can get the best bet.
Can I have a little fucking money for Max's fucking food?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that would bring the kids.
Not everybody's selling out the fucking bowling alley like you.
Oh. The bowling alley?
Yeah, he does bowling alleys.
He does whatever it takes because he's a true comic.
Thank you.
You're a piece of shit.
Thank you.
You really are a fucking sellout.
Doug Stanhope.
Why don't you tell us when you're going to go to commercial? That's the first thing.
Yeah, it's called the segue.
We're getting nice and heated into a good conversation, and
I'm going to do this last one, and we're done. No more.
Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever the fuck you're going to say.
I love Bed Bath & Beyond. If they ever want to be a sponsor, I'd love it. I got a squatty potty, some pots and pans I want.
Sell them there.
I got a squatty potty we don't use if you want it.
No, I'm good. Football season. But you
wants to use squatty potty?
Well, it'll bend your legs are put on it. It's not like it.
Football season is well underway. Now, let me ask you guys something. How you doing? Are you winning the pool? No? Well, here's what you can do. You want to double your money?
Yeah. It's amazing how you just riffs
on it.
I want to double
right
on the top of his head.
Oh, guaranteed? You want it to be guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Well, my friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season. Register with promo code YKWD100.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to tell you my story.
Help you get started right now with some extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is offering double your money on your first deposit. That's right. Double your money right now, Keith.
When's this coming out? Can I give you a lock of the week?
Deposit. Yeah, we can at the end. Okay. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free.
$2,500?
Yeah, that's it.
Later.
Double your money.
I'll take it. Tell your friends at BetDSI to hook us up with that shit.
Right from the get-go when you use promo code YKWD100.
Here's what I did.
Use that. Shut up, Voss.
It's with them.
I know, but do it at the end.
Oh, okay.
You keep raising your
hand. But why do you tell them to shut up?
Because they say one thing and move on. You literally want to talk to me.
I'm raising my hand so you can get called on. I want to get called on.
They're throwing quips in. He's helping with the ad. He's trying to help.
You
want to talk.
You're just trying to like move.
I'm helping with the ad, man. Yeah.
Here's the BetDSI lock of the week. When's this coming out?
This is coming out Monday.
Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, then fuck it. It won't work anymore.
How about next week, though?
I don't have the lines for next
week. What's the lock of the week?
Seattle.
It's live right now.
At home.
It's live right now. We're live right now.
Okay, everyone live right now. See, turn this to me, please.
It's on you.
It's on her.
It's on both of you. He zooms in. There's your shot and her shot.
Don't need to do that.
I need to make it more interesting.
You don't need to do
that. Seattle is giving 7.5, is getting 7.5 at home. Whenever there's a 7.5-point underdog at home, that's the lock of the week.
Who are they playing?
It doesn't matter, the Rams.
The Rams are going to kill them.
Nope. They'll win by 7 or less.
When it comes to football,
the lock of the week.
BetDSI
can take a dump on that.
All right. Has odds on everything you could ever want or imagine, whether it's NFL, NCAA, football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all of the global sports, even politics, celebrities. Put your head down. And reality shows, it's happening. BetDSI will put a line on it.
You can bet on reality shows?
Yeah, you can on it. You can bet on reality shows. Yeah. BetDSI has been online for 20 years and has built an impeccable reputation. For a great service, fast payment, combined with excellent mobile interface. You can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. And you know what? You're ready to win right now. Just join BetDSI today using promo code 100, YKWD100, that is. And you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away. That's promo code YKWD100 and get in the action and get paid. Don't stand on the sideline this season. Bet it to win it and enjoy the game that much more.
Too much coffee
lock of the week.
You.
I know. BetDSI.com. YKWD 100 code.
Here's my mistake. I'm a big fan of DSI. They used us to do reads. They gave me some golf shirts. I forgot their name, and I wanted to put some bets in this week, and I went to a site. I signed up.
Yeah, the wrong site.
No, I went to DraftKings. It's not a gambling site.
They're crooked. They're crooked.
That's why you don't get ads. What? Because when you say,
it's not a gambling site.
That's why you don't get ads, though.
It's a fantasy football. I wanted to go to DSI.
Just say their name.
I want to go to DSI.
When they hear you say their name, they're
going
to hear this, and they're like, fuck Rich Voss.
No, I wanted to go to DSI, and I went to the wrong thing.
Keith Robinson of 3 Girls and 1 Key always bets on DSI all the time, every time.
I'm going to sign up.
You know what? You're going to get an ad. I'm going to have our ads, the agency guys, get you a nice, what do you want? $400 this read? What do you want?
Yes, $400.
Okay, can I do it?
All right.
Listen to me. If you're driving drunk, be careful you don't get a DUI. Go to DSI.
Oh, my God.
They don't want that.
Oh, they can't want that.
You understand why he stinks at ads?
Yes. No,
him and Body stink.
Body does the ads.
But they try.
No, we don't do them like that anymore.
They try to do these little quips.
No, not anymore.
Here's one. I got a better one. Yeah. If you need better guests, go to ZipRecruiter.com and hire the best guests you can find.
I'm going
tired of the same old stutters?
I'm going to DSI this week because I'm taking the Rams, and I'll bet you against the Rams.
What? That's, are you kidding me? Did you not hear what I said?
What?
That Rams game is my luck of the week!
Bet DSI.
I'll bet you two Rogan appearances against four Norton appearances.
At least you got on Rogan. I'm from his hometown. He's never had me on.
I've only been on twice.
Never.
Who's buzzing
I up? Think he said to somebody, I don't know him.
No, yeah, he knows you.
No, that was the industry.
I mean, besides him, I mean, we're finished, right? We're
okay,
done.
Here's
are we done? Keith, we're done, right?
Nah, I got one more going.
What are you gonna do?
Let's hear it.
I got something else going on.
What do you got going on?
I always have something going on, player.
He's got a hand in the pot.
What do you got?
He's got a cartoon.
My hand in the pot, baby.
What do you got to mean a cartoon? You got a cartoon?
He's got a cartoon.
You have an animation coming out?
On Bet DSI.
What do you got? What are you chewing on now?
I'm showing on success, baby.
He's got a show coming out where he just makes shadow puppets with his hand, but he does it with a gimp hand, so it's just fucking mishmash all the
you
time.
You motherfucker, that's not
I need to, I'm going right. to have to have a, I'm going to have to have a heart attack to get something going in my career.
You're going to anyway, so you may as well be ready for it. Parlay that shit, buddy.
You should go on The Biggest Loser because it's you to the second power.
Wow. Why would you
double down on a fucking joke we all got? When you said Biggest Loser, we would have laughed with you.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. he's I think he's trying to say loser. Also,
yeah,
you're a loser.
I know. Yes. He's doubling down on the word loser because he's greedy and he doesn't know the fucking.
Let's say it.
I
Boss
am greedy.
Is having a bad show today.
You're having a bad show.
Bad.
I don't
Boss
care. I'm not getting show. Paid.
Yeah, you are.
All right, fine.
Hey, Liz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
why are you cooking? You can't do that anymore. What do you think? What? It's the 40s?
I can't kick him?
I'm an employee and you're an employer.
Yeah, hashtag.
Me too.
Me too.
I was uncomfortable.
All right.
I'm having a good show.
You're not having a good show.
No,
it's all right.
This is your worst one.
This is your worst
since
show.
I've been around you. You're this is the worst show.
But you're on it with like killers. Right? It's not like
this
you're
is the worst
first
show.
Of all, I've done fucking
no,
titties.
No. This is the worst one you had.
I mean, Keith intimidates
you. Think Keith? You think Keith, ever?
No, he intimidates
you.
I actually,
he makes me.
Keith has not said a funny thing yet.
He said a bunch of.
What are you talking about?
Plus, the way he put the Altoid in his mouth was fucking so cool.
Oh my god!
Yeah, let's review my.
Let's go to the here we go.
Don't die.
I was gonna chuck it.
You know what? That's why you're not funny. That's why it's over right there.
Because
Voss 5 years ago would have done it. Now you're scared.
Not
you're
scared.
Petrified.
I'm not mean.
You wouldn't give us names on Facebook?
I don't know them.
Yeah,
yes,
you're like,
look,
swear on your daughter.
I swear on all three.
You know.
I swear on all three.
You
know.
You don't know the person. No,
because he knows what I'm talking about
in
general.
He's seen things.
I see.
But not like anything.
Listen, if I knew names.
You know the first thing you do when you look at it, the comment, and you see who the name behind it.
No, but you don't remember it.
And then you go.
You're reading so many of them.
You didn't think he'd go, Bonnie, read this.
Yes.
No, because Bonnie doesn't go on Facebook. She's on Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Facebook.
I can't stand him.
So there.
She's on Instagram.
Yes.
That's a split up the responsibility to the house.
That's right. Okay.
She teaches the kids English and you teach them math.
My kid teaches us everything.
Oh my God. All right, well, we'll wrap it up. Let's fucking
wrap this shit up.
No.
That's done. What do you mean, no? What do you want to talk about? You won't give us names. You won't even fucking throw his Altoids out.
You can't ask a Jew to name names.
You know how many times I've thrown his fucking Altoids in the garbage, emptied them out, spit on them, poured water on them?
Oh,
because I'm funny.
And then pour
them. That's right.
Because you're mean.
Hey, one time Lewis was outside, Gomez was outside with a thing of Altoids open.
Yeah.
Just holding him in front of me, talking. And I'm like, in front of the cellar, where I'm like, this is the exact place. And I waited for like 30 seconds. I'm like, I don't know this guy that well, but I'm like, he still has it out. And then I was like, nah, I gotta. And I just smacked him up in the air. Yeah, but then he goes, dude, there's three Xanax in there. And we had our hands and knees looking around and trying to find the drugs that were on the street.
Speaking of Lewis, I'm working side splitters with him this weekend. He's doing the early show headlining Saturday and Sunday. I'm doing, he's middling for me Thursday, Friday, and Saturday side splitters. Oh. Next week, what do you got, Voss? You want to go first?
Is that a commercial?
We're done. We're wrapping it up.
This Friday, I'm at Governor's. Then Saturday, McGuire's, and I got Omaha Funny Bone coming up. Oof. I got a...
Were you just there?
No, about a year ago.
Where were you last week? Idaho?
Where was I?
You don't know where you were last week?
Hold on,
let
me think. No, I was in... In Ohio. Oof. But I also got a casino in St. Louis. It's all on my website, Rich Voss.
RichVoss.com /calendar.
And Comedy Cellar Las Vegas, November.
Yeah, look at that website.
Look at that. November 7th, he's out there. Again, November 7th, starting for the week, Comedy Cellar Las Vegas. Go to RichVoss.com.
For his day.
It's pretty bad.
And the Voss roast.
That's pretty bad.
What the fuck? Go to the main page.
That
Can
page
you
is
yell
bad.
At Mike,
Your
please?
Your calendar page is
what's
shitty.
Wrong is, what's
don't
wrong?
Don't fucking
the
yell.
Name is written on the top.
Don't yell.
Let's see up. Oh, yeah.
What
it
is
looks
that?
Like he's
it looks like you made it yourself.
That's Ariel.
Like in school.
I did.
How to make a website.
No. Oh, yourself,
who
fine.
Gives but look at the curtain, guys. That's creaking the cave curtain.
No, it isn't. It's from the Stress Factory when I shot something there.
Get there.
It's special.
What were you supposed to be in space?
No.
What's that backdrop?
Have Becky take the picture next time.
What's that?
Have Becky take the picture
next time. She's a
great photographer. All right. Enough already. Leave me alone.
All right.
Go to his website. Do you have a website?
No,
fuck off.
You don't have a website.
You don't even have one.
This is the fucking enigma of this guy.
And then they're like,
oh, now you call him that?
No.
Boss, right at the end comes through. He always comes through.
That
he always comes through.
Yeah, people leave going like, I don't know. I remember. Yeah, it was great. He left on a bang.
No, I had.
This is what bugs me about you.
I had.
You got
one.
No. You don't fucking do the road. You never had.
I did the road.
No, you don't.
You don't remember. Like I've been in this business for a long time.
How long?
So I did the road in the '80s and nineties, and I, you know, then I do whatever I do now.
Yeah, now you're on the.
And I still make a lot of money.
I know, but you're friends with. Your friends
No. They're
Amy
friends with me.
And Wanda.
They're friends with me.
Doesn't matter.
Understand
You're
that.
You're friends.
Yeah, but
I don't join circles. I make circles.
Damn.
Get that right.
Yeah, but he is circles.
He's like the Olympics.
First of all, you were friends with Dane. You were friends with Leary.
And
okay.
Louis. And all my friends would take it down.
Oh, yeah. I was friends with Colin.
Stole jokes and jerked off in front of people.
Stole jokes.
I'm fucked. I really picked it. I should have just went with Keith.
He should have won with me.
God
man.
Damn it. God damn it,
I took you under my wing.
I would have loved
to help you out.
Yeah, he said wing because there's only one working. I got to go.
I would have gone with the chicken thing with him.
I would have went, is that how your wing broke? By having Bob under it.
Oh, well, okay. We all would have went different ways.
Yeah.
This is really bad.
I know.
Now, L.A. deserves to be the funny. Deserves what they have. We stink. What do you got, Ari, besides everything?
I have a special on Netflix right now called Double Negative, two-part special.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm doing a storytelling show at the Comedy Cellar itself.
Why is that website any better?
Wait a minute.
This Saturday, running mayor. I don't like to promote that much.
When are you doing
it? Wait a minute. Why is it any better? It's filled with good.
Well, besides the fact it's filled with better stuff, but
look at his tour dates and look at Voss's.
I'm booked till next fucking April.
What? Yeah, I know.
But yeah, shitholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Voss is working Cracker Barrels.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sold out.
Get on the waiting list.
I have a special. You should all watch my special so you can get in fucking get
the
tickets earlier.
The third.
Okay. It's a
what
storytelling show. Storytelling show. Oh. Scary stories.
Well, how come I'm not on it?
You did the last one, didn't you?
In Montreal.
Yeah, it was end of July.
Yeah, but I mean, what the fuck? It's a different country.
Do you have a scary story?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I have a scary one.
Yeah.
What scary story do you have?
About almost dying on a crack run.
Oh.
I could work.
What, you got a fucking audition for you right now?
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Let us hear the scary story. Then
no,
we'll
I'm not
going to
tell the story
tell
now.
The story
well,
now.
Well,
Joe, let me give the story away now.
No, just tell it.
Tell us a little bit of it.
No.
A little bit.
The show's sold out.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
it's already sold out. Just tell us a little bit. Go ahead.
I was doing crack and I almost died.
Why?
That's all I was saying.
All right, so just, I mean, Ari doesn't need any for you to go to anything.
I mean, I don't know. You don't have any European listeners, do you? I'm doing a European tour.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, stop shitting on this podcast. Hey, why are you on
it? Why don't we, I do have European listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be in Europe. Come check out my site, arishafir.com.
Why don't all four of us do a tour together?
You know what I'm going to do?
That's a great idea. Let's call it Take the Pay Cut.
We're gonna call it getting paid more money than we used to.
So I'm gonna do less work. I'm gonna have my webmaster copy your site to the T.
You should
have my site.
Yeah. Try to get your agent to copy those dates too.
Try to get an agent. I got to get an agent first.
I forgot you don't have agents. All right, Keith. Bonnie's booking. You got nothing, right?
Oh, I always got something.
You got nothing. What do you got?
I always got something. It's just what it is. Trust me, when I say I always got something, believe that.
What do you got?
Believe it.
He's got stuff in the mix, in the pot. Stuff's cooking.
What?
I'm always, can you smell what the Rock is cooking, Daddy? I always got something going on, man.
Can you do an impression of Bill Cosby dodging the rape questions?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ask me.
Mr. Cosby, these allegations are brought up against you. Would you have anything to say to
this? Camille!
That's pretty good.
Mr. Cosby, there's 38 women that have accused you of sexual assault and rape. What do you have to say to these women?
I got nothing for that one.
Mike, what do you got?
I've got nothing coming up, honestly. So.
All right, what do you got? Nothing?
My Instagram's at humanplaces, the ease of three.
Yo, I got my Instagram back. I got it stolen, and I got it back
again. Who stole it from
you?
How did you get it stolen?
He lives in the hood. They take anything there.
Somebody took my Instagram.
How?
They hacked my page, and they took it.
They didn't hack it. You pushed a dumb button.
He got an email. He puts his pictures up of his password.
Something, and you hit it and put your shit in, and they fucking took it.
What'd they do with it?
Maybe.
What'd they put up there with it?
What'd they do?
They just took it.
Who got it back from you, Amy?
What? I just started a new one with a different website.
What is it? What's the name of it?
What is it? Keith Robinson 438.
Why 438?
Keith Robinson 438.
Do you take the name they give you?
What?
Did you just take the name that they give you?
No. Yeah, I did.
No. Oh, what'd you say? Oh, yeah, no, that's
it. I'm playing that.
Keith Robinson, he's the 438th Keith Robinson on Instagram. You're an idiot.
So what?
Just
I did
come
it.
Up with something else. KWR Superstar.
I did, KWR. It's too late. KWR Keith Robinson 438. That's what I like.
I'm playing those numbers tomorrow.
I'm staying that.
I'm playing 438 tomorrow.
Speaking of gambling, bet DSI.
Oh, fuck DSI.
Zach,
don't say that.
Well, I had to. It's pissed me off now.
Zach, the new guy.
All right, so go to robertkellylive.com. Go to my Patreon. Become a member.
Did the shed thing come out yet?
No, yours isn't. It's being edited now.
Oh. How's my shed thing? Was it good? How did it say?
Yours popped off, man.
My shed thing was good. I know it was good.
It was a good one. People liked it because just the stories about Patrice and the back in the day and... Yeah, but you really killed it. Yours killed it.
Yeah, of course it is, because that's what I do.
Yeah, it is what you do.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
What am I smelling? Keith. Oh, is that what the Rock is cooking?
If you want to see Keith is live from the shed, go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Become a member, and it's up there for you right now.
Yeah, and my shit is on Stars now. That's five.
What is on Stars?
My special's on Stars.
Oh, back of the bus.
It started with fucking Comedy Central.
Yeah. Went to Netflix.
Hulu.
Then Hulu.
Amazon.
Wow.
Netflix.
Made the rounds.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That whore mirror. It's failed on all these networks.
I can't get... I got to talk to somebody. It's like my special was
on... That was on Stars.
Was on Comedy Central. Went to Netflix.
Yeah.
And then Netflix deal was up. And it should have went to Hulu or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they didn't fucking
now,
sell
Netflix
it.
Now, Netflix deal don't go up. They booted you.
No, it was up, dum-dum. They didn't boot me.
They booted.
Yes, they didn't boot me.
They booted a lot of people.
This went into
they canceled your special.
They were like, look, you have
like,
three
but it's like, it's just leave it there. Like, nah, it's canceled.
They could have literally just kept it
just
forever.
Just do nothing. Don't even do the coding to get it off there. Yeah, just leave it and let it be there.
Nah, we're going to take it off.
More effort to have less content.
They sent me
fans.
The stars.
I had to go to the host. He goes, he's got a great special on Netflix. I go, it's not on there anymore. as I'm going on the stage, it's not on there anymore.
They had, our movie was on there for 2 years, and they only took off like 8 things 1 year, and our movie after 2. They took off like 8 things, and our movie was one of them.
Like, wait a minute, how do you not have any room?
I know.
Yeah, it's just digital space. You can buy. And here's the thing is that it's
get an external hard drive and keep the rest of it up there.
I'll pay for it. Yeah. I got it. I'll take care of the server. Ah, you fuck me. All right, guys, thanks for coming on. This has been another great episode of You Know What, Dude. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.